education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Duh.
Hey! Isn't that the way this goes here? I wish I had an accordion.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
How appropriate a baloney commercial on just before we got back on the air. It's the Computer Corner here with Ken Brennan and Taylor, our musical director.
Baloney aplentiful from the room here.
And from a 10, almost 11-year-old aspiring tech junkie to our man Adam. He's the tweenager from Glendale that's been part of our little soiree every week for a little while. Say again?
I think I better get cracking on some new intro music.
Well, we're trying to induce you to do that.
Ah, induce.
Yeah, so what's going on in the world of tech?
Well, the Induce Act.
The Induce Act.
Ew, yeah. It's called the Induce Act of 2004, which basically, this kind of stupid act would illegalize anything that might make you likely to infringe copyright.
So, we have, once again, very up-to-the-minute, very astute, technology-oriented legislators writing legislation on things that they clearly have a clear, total understanding of.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've decided that this Induce Act, which would go after any company that creates hardware or software that induces or encourages people to copy copyrighted material.
Got to get those evil people, because we got to get rid of CD burners, DVD burners, hard drives, high-speed internet, iPods, all MP3 players, all throwaway.
Yeah. So everything that's been created in the last, year and a half?
Digital cameras have to go away, too, I think.
You would think.
You could take pictures of pictures.
Well, you could take pictures of a Coca-Cola sign. Isn't that an infringement?
Yeah. Oh, cell phones, throw those all away.
Oh, yeah.
So other than that, how does the Induce Act help us? So what's the latest with the Induce Act? I know they're trying to get more support for it. Hey, the rest of you guys that don't know anything about computers, come on, sign on.
That's the majority, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Actually, a group, the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, drafted sort of like a mock complaint. They'd be fake complaining to Apple, Toshiba, and CNET, and like suing them. Fake.
Fake?
Fake.
What does that do exactly? That's good.
It sort of proves that the Induce Act is insane.
Actually, if you want to go and get involved in defending the freedom in the digital world, the Electronic Frontier Foundation is at EFF.org. They've got lots and lots of information. If this is the first you've heard of the Induce Act, it should probably make you a little hot under the collar if you're much of at all of a technical person, because it's just so broadly written that ridiculous.
But computers basically have to go away. Mm-hmm. Under the act, because I mean, depending on how crazy they get with it, I mean, that's just nuts.
So check out EFF.org if you want to get involved in that. What else you got going on?
Well, something not good now. Digital attacks on Winamp.
Winamp, the neat little free download that you can play music with.
Oh yeah,
it really whips the.
So now something is wrong with this program now that people can be attacked through your music player.
Yeah, there's actually in the new version there's a vulnerability because they have a new skinning system since Winamp 3.
Well, and what's skinning? What's that mean?
It's that stuff that's on the outside of your body.
No.
Oh. Skinning's like making things. Have different interfaces with different graphics and layouts and stuff.
So it's the music player looks totally different?
Right.
Your ability to customize and parodyize it.
So they figured out that people can hide malicious code inside of a new skin.
Yeah.
Nice. So you install the skin and then suddenly you've given these people access to your machine.
Yeah.
Isn't that tremendous?
Yeah,
yummy.
I like Winamp too.
Yeah, Winamp's a great program. I'm sure they'll come up with a fix for it fairly quickly, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Winamp user, folks, don't download any new skins
yet.
And,
until they come up with the patch. Right.
Unless you want it to get under your skin.
Yeah, and I do believe that the older skins that are compatible with Winamp 1 and 2, I believe those do not have the vulnerability in them.
Well, the other thing is, if you are going to download skins, do it from the Winamp website, because you know those guys are going to check the stuff out before they post it. So.
Yeah.
You'll be safe if you download skins from Winamp. So again, this is one of those vulnerabilities. Nobody's found a particular perpetrator of this, but we know that it can happen, so be aware.
Right.
Hey, you have a digital camera?
No, actually, I don't.
No. Do you know anything about digital cameras?
Yes, I do.
And do you care to impart any of your knowledge on the masses?
Digital cameras are cool, actually, yeah. Among other things. But digital cameras, a nice feature of digital cameras that I like is they can take short video clips.
Yeah. Yes, very nice.
That's a very cool feature.
Based on what you know about digital cameras, besides the camera itself, when I go out and buy one of these things, what's another must-have item that kind of goes along with it?
Oh, boy. Storage, definitely.
Storage. Like media that. Cards or
media
whatever
cards,
whatever flavor it happens to be?
Yeah.
When you, when most people don't realize when they buy the camera, if they don't look real close, the storage card that comes with the camera will hold maybe a 20, 30, 40 pictures tops.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize you got to buy the extra storage.
Yeah, I think you're being generous saying 40 pictures. Usually it's like 7 pictures.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like an 8 meg or 16 meg card, and it's like, in real resolutions, that holds nothing.
In the highest resolution. Where does the time go?
It goes with time, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Daryl, if you'll hang tight, we want to work with you. Your says wife wants digital camera for birthday, so we've got to deal with that. So, Daryl, hang tight there. Adam, thanks for joining us here.
Yep.
Thanks for the news on the Electronic Frontier Foundation's attempts to make the Induce Act go away.
No problem.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Stay tuned. We got another hour of computer talk here, and actually digital camera talk is what we're trying to concentrate on. If you are new to the world of digital cameras, lots of tips and tricks for you at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see all of today's resources. And, of course, we've got a few lines open if you want to call in.
602-277-5827. Tell us what you like about your digital camera, what you hate, what you wish you could do over again. Give us a call right now.